is
Stuart Pink
on Phoenix FM.
Yes, indeed it is. And I'm very excited to say joining me in the studio is Ian Brasher from Chelmsford Business Partnerships. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Stuart.
How's it going?
It's going very well, thank you.
Good. You brought the sunshine with you today.
Yeah, I was a bit worried when I got up this morning, though. Absolutely, well, pelted down,
yes,
shall we say.
The proverbial.
Yes. Cats and dogs and everything else that the sky wanted to throw down at us.
Yeah, just at the time I left the house as well. I thought, thanks for that. And then I arrived where I was going, and then suddenly the Pacamac umbrella and all the layers I was wearing were way too much.
Absolutely. And you end up feeling like you're half your former self as you step in through the office door because you're sweating the rest of it.
Yeah. And there's always something slightly suspicious about someone wearing a coat in really hot, sunny weather.
Yeah, there always is.
And that's always me because I've got it wrong. So how's it going? What's been occurring? It feels like ages since I've seen you.
Yeah, well, we had summer break, so that was a nice one to have.
Get up too much?
Well, actually, we thought it was going to be really quiet, but we got a lot sorted. We got quite a few more members, a lot more than we thought we was going to get. We're now just under 70 members all in all, so... You know,
oh, wow.
As you know, last time I think we talked, we were just over 50. You know, we've had a really good month,
yeah,
a month and a bit. So, yeah, no, it's going really, really well. And obviously, what we're doing is what people are wanting to hear about.
So, just a quick reminder: what is Chelmsford Business Partnerships? If people have never heard you on the radio before, although you're a star these days.
I'm a star. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, got the face for radio, as they say. So, Chelmsford Business Partnerships is a group of people that get together to try and help the business community. Although we're Chelmsford named, we're not restricted to Chelmsford. And we like to be able to get people that are going to be beneficial for each other into the same room so they can chat and connect. And then the idea is that in some way, shape or form, there'll be someone within the partnerships that they can collaborate with, yeah, either to fix an issue that they've got themselves or to put them in touch with someone that can help them. Or even they can form an alliance and do something for everyone else that's out there.
Form an alliance. This reminded me of a Star Wars film.
Oh.
Join the rebellion. So can people do that? How do they do that? Could you just explain that very quickly? We'll talk more in more detail, of course, about all the reasons why.
Yeah. The way in which we do it, first of all, is to put on events. So there's a variety of events. And one of the things that we've done over the summer is we have got a brand new in-person event organised. So we've now got three in-person events. One is at the Brentwood Town Football Club.
Just across the way, from the
studio here. That's on the second Tuesday of every month. It's an early start with it being breakfast, so at 7:30. And that's...
I'm wincing over it.
Yeah, and that's in association with Busy Biz Consulting as well. So, you know, again, there's a collaboration there already where we've got people from two organisations coming together. Mm. We've got... a business lunch that we have every month, which is the third Friday at the Six Bells in Borum.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a nice pub lunch. And we're doing something different for this next meeting. We're going to have fish and chips rather than baguettes. So, yeah.
Oh, lovely. Fish and chip Friday.
Different. Yeah, fish and chips on a Friday. Can't really go far wrong. And the new one is the fourth Tuesday of every month. We're going to be down at the offices of Action Coach at Orsett. So the lovely Mark Eccles has graciously said that we can use their premises to help people come together. We've then got our normal virtual networking, which is the first Friday of every month for the breakfast, the second Tuesday of every month for the well-being, although this month is actually on the first Tuesday. And the virtual breakfast is normally on the third Wednesday of the month. That has actually also slipped forwards 1 week because we've got other things happening.
Oh, it's all
during
the
month. Yeah, we've got to fit things in. It's really starting to take off at the moment.
Fantastic news. So lots of opportunities to join people to not only share breakfast and lunch, But ideas, meet people in similar positions or
yeah, absolutely.
Meet people in completely different positions who can open your perspectives as a business.
Yeah. And I think also in July you had Chris and Luke here talking
yes,
about
we
young
did.
Business owners.
Neither of them fixed my computer, but they did tell me how I could get
how
it done.
To do it. Yeah,
yes, no,
they're good chaps. But we've also set up the young business owners framework as well now. So there's a meeting every week and it goes to from an in-person event 1 week to a virtual event the next week. Mm-hmm. So the in-person event when it happens is on a Wednesday at 4:30 in the 92 bar at Anglia Ruskin University.
Nice, yeah, lovely.
Yeah, and the virtual event is the following Thursday. Mm-hmm. Like the Thursday of the next week at 6 o'clock. So for the people that want to kind of get in touch with us and speak to us face to face, if that's a preference,
yeah,
we're going to be at ARU and we're hoping to forge some closer alliances with the guys at ARU, so meet more of the students there and talk to them about what they think about business, what it means to them.
Engaging with yeah. young business owners and people who want to be young business owners.
Absolutely, and the kind of things they would need to consider. And the idea of us being there is that we would complement their own Entrepreneurs Club.
Yeah.
So it's there to add an additional layer. It's not there to replace.
Okay. So the young there'll be the young entrepreneurs, then yeah. there'll be the other entrepreneurs.
it's just somewhere else where they can talk perhaps more openly about maybe some of the wacky things that they want to do, or maybe sure. some more technical bits and pieces that they want to know that the people at the college might not be the best placed to give detailed information of. I mean, you know, I say we've now got 70 members across various industries. We know most people now that can cover most subjects. You know, and you say, oh, well, if you know a solicitor, then you're all right. Well, no, a lot of solicitors will specialise in certain subjects.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to know the right solicitor to help you with
pool
that
of knowledge.
Absolutely right. And also for us, it's very much about matching people with people.
Yeah.
If you've got a very strong character that wants to be driving something, then you want to have them linked up with someone of a similar personality, another strong personality, so that they can bounce off each other and really get things moving forward and work off each other's enthusiasm. Whereas if you've got someone that's really driven with someone that's laid back, it doesn't work so well
yeah.
often.
It's like a dating app for business. Likes well, pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. Did you have that one?
Oh, God, there was all that, yeah. So that's all been happening over the summer as to the regular events. And then we've got some special things coming up too.
Oh, special events.
Special
as
things.
Well as all these lunches and breakfasts.
all the virtual ones, you've got to provide your own tea, coffee and whatever.
Yeah, you can enjoy a virtual scone or yeah. bring your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
but we've got something happening this week, actually. We've spent quite a lot of time talking with the I've got a frog in my throat. The Eastern Cyber Resilience Centre. These are a group set up by the Home Office to help any firm try and navigate the miasma of difficulties with respect to, obviously, cybercrime. How people try to get into your systems, lift your data, maybe even do some ransomware and want to get some money for the data to give it back to you.
Yeah, we've all seen James Bond. It does happen.
It does happen, and far, far too frequently. So there is a first meeting on the 29th of September, and that is open to everyone. This is like an introduction to what the Eastern Cyber Resilience Centre are there for, to introduce themselves to whoever wants to listen.
Yeah.
But after that,
Is that a virtual one?
That's a virtual. For the Eastern Sun Resilience Centre, for the time being, everything will be virtual.
You've got to sort of hack into it.
But the great thing about this is, you know, this is something that is designed through the Home Office. So every one of these events is going to be completely free. There's never going to be a requirement to pay anything for
all of these. I like the sound of that. Yeah.
And after this first event, they're going to go down through specific types of businesses. So they want to get down to the legal guys first. And it's very much a two-way conversation they're going to have. This is what we see happening. This is what we are hearing being reported. These are the techniques that are being used.
Mm.
How are you finding it? And it's wanting to get information back, because all of this is the same as anything else. This information is only ever good if you keep up to date with the things that are going on out there in the marketplace.
Definitely, yeah. Things move fast.
Absolutely. And these guys know that. So that's something that we're really excited about. Be the legal sector first. Then we're going on to kind of financial side. And again, we're going on to more of the business side, going on to some other areas as well. There'll be, I think, one for charities as well.
So is this sort of thing just for your members, or is this for
These are going to be completely open. So, you know, we are going to be using all of our contacts to try and get the biggest audience for these guides as we can. Because we think it's very well worthwhile that this information is out there. The more people that know, then the less crime at the end of the day is going to be.
It only benefits everyone, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and we love a win-win.
Absolutely. So this is exciting. When's this week?
So on the 29th of September is the first one. You can look us up on Eventbrite. Chelmsford Business Partnerships has got their own page. Do go and follow us and keep up to date with all of our events.
Excellent. Exciting times. Yes. Should we have a quick song where you can sort out your frog in the throat there? We'll do a tune.
Lovely job.
About a bit of Frankie Valli, that'll help you with the voice.
Oh, yes.
You could do a good Frankie Valli.
We're on a tighten the belt, yeah.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons working their way back to us, and Ian's back with us. He's worked his way. Beautiful rendition, that, I have to say.
I know, you got to love a bit of Frankie.
Shame we didn't have the mics up, people would have enjoyed that, though.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Maybe you'll do it at the next event.
Trying to get a baritone to sing Frankie Valli, I don't think that would really work.
I'm impressed you know baritone. Just any tone. I can't pick. My voice picks for me. So Ian Brasher from the Chelmsford Business Partnerships is still with me, sir. So what's been going on in terms of the Wilderness Foundation I have written down here?
Yes.
I like a bit of wilderness.
When the Wilderness Foundation said they wanted to join us, I kind of looked at the website and I thought, whereabouts are they? So I
in the wilderness.
I couldn't picture it in my mind. But they have got a fabulous property not too far from the Chelmsford Racecourse. It's up that way, out towards Braintree. But it's right in the middle of the countryside. And they are a wonderful bunch of people who help people who are going through troubles. But they love doing all of that by having their exercises outside in the open.
Oh, wow, nice.
So they can do some events over a weekend where you camp out on the grounds. They've got kind of safari-style tents that they use. And they are, Joe, who's our contact, really believes in the whole mantra of giving people a chance to understand themselves so that they can move forward. And that is just fabulous stuff to me. I mean, I've been there, and having worked in the city for a long time, you always get little periods of time where nothing kind of makes sense and you go,
feel a bit numb.
Yeah. And so I've had sessions myself about getting to myself, getting to know what's important, and reconnecting with those things. And the great thing about Joe and the guys at the Wilderness Foundation is that they're happy to help anyone and everyone that they can, and they can help so many people. So it's not just about the Wilderness Foundation, but with any of our members, we really want to try and showcase their skills.
Yeah.
And talking of showcase, we have got a stand at the Brentwood Business Showcase.
Oh, exciting.
Yes, so again, just a stone's throw from here in the main hall.
Keep throwing all these stones, they're going to get annoyed.
I know. We're not hitting any windows, eh?
No, that's all right.
our kind of aim from this is mostly actually to let people know the membership that we have.
Yeah.
So if people wanted to join...
Find out a bit more about...
It would be great. We would not argue at all if people want to join us. There's not a problem with that at all. But the most important thing for us is to help our members get exposure.
Yeah.
This is what we're here for this year, so that we can showcase them, we can showcase their skills, we can let people know who they can help and the variety of things that they can do. And that again is something that is, as you've heard earlier in early meetings, really important for us to kind of spread the word. This is what people know. It's why we always have some kind of an education slot in particularly in the virtual meetings, and more and more often now in the in-person ones as well, because sharing that knowledge is so valuable.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring, absolutely.
As cheesy as it sounds, it's
true. Yeah, it is. It is brilliant. And again, moving on from that, just before that, on the 14th of October, Will Doherty, who is one of our senior members, has arranged a construction event. And it's all about sustainability in the building trade. How to create sustainable buildings, the best ways of doing it. So something very specialised, and we're hoping that the person we've got speaking, a chap called Rob Diamond, will be one of the people that will kind of, as you've said, be the star.
Yeah, and he's a diamond.
Yeah, absolutely. And use the experience he's got. He's been doing this for over 20 years. You know, he knows his stuff inside and out. Mm. And as much as we can, we like to promote sustainability. I mean, within the partnerships, our badges are different. Our badges are made of bamboo.
Oh, wow,
recycled
really?
Bamboo.
Oh, that is cool. Okay.
So, you know, we are very much looking to local tradesmen to do some things for us. I don't think we've gone outside of Essex yet for anything that we've done.
Fantastic.
In terms of, you know, what we've bought, we're using
local
stuff. Yeah, absolutely. And the last thing to say is that to help us with the next stage of what we're going to be doing, we're actually holding member forums. So as we talked about with the ECRC holding seminars for industry sectors,
yeah,
we're doing the same thing. So we've grouped together our members into loose industry sectors, and we're meeting with them one by one, and we're encouraging them to have their own meetings as well, so that they can talk to each other.
Like a little MDT.
Absolutely.
Group. Yes.
Yes. Yes. So they have their own peer group, and if they want something, they just have to ask, and if we know someone that can do it, then we go and ask them to do it. Because again, it's about sharing the love, sharing the knowledge.
I guess you can then spend more time focusing on your joint industry if you're kind of in that kind of group.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it'll be, we know already from the first one that we did with the charity sector that they're actually already talking about helping one particular group out because they've got some issues. One thing that they thought would work one way, it didn't work out. Mm. So they're all helping out.
Amazing.
It's brilliant.
That's what we need.
It is. It's all, you know, collaboration isn't necessarily about earning money. It's about helping people out.
Hashtag scored goals in Chelmsford here.
There we go.
Ian, thanks so much for joining us. Loads happening there. It's loads to get involved with. And all the details, we'll put a link to listen to this conversation again online at phoenixfm.com. We're available on demand now.
Oh,
look at that. We call it the Y player. And you can see, well, I'll put the links on there as well to the Chelmsford Business Partnership page. But where can people go, Ian Brasher, to find out more about CBP?
Well, all of the events are on Eventbrite themselves, on our page, Chelmsford Business Partnerships. The website is www.chelmsfordbusinesspartnerships.org.uk. And there's lots of information on there, not just about the events, but there are some member pages on there, so you can go and see who the members are. You can see what the subscription rates are. And you can see what the values that we have are as well.
Amazing. All to be found where?
www.chelmsfordbusinesspartnerships.org.uk.
Perfectly done. We're going to snap that little bit and stick it on the promo. Look at that. So perfectly delivered. Like having Joanna Lumley in the room.
Oh, a male Joanna Lumley.
Ian, thanks for joining us.
No problem, Stuart.
We'll speak to you soon.
Cheers. Bye.
Phoenix 98 FM. Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews, check the events for your area, and listen to great radio online.